Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Flow of Zen by Kai Tsukimi is a beginner-friendly collection of short, reflective stories designed to make core Zen ideas feel practical and close to everyday life. Framed as 21 brief narratives, the book centers on being present, loosening the grip of anxious thinking, and meeting ordinary moments with more ease. Rather than relying on complex philosophy, it uses simple situations and gentle lessons to highlight how attention, acceptance, and non-attachment can change the way we experience stress, uncertainty, and self-pressure. Each story is paired with reflections that encourage readers to pause, notice their inner habits, and experiment with small shifts in perspective. The overall tone is calm and accessible, aiming to help readers build a steadier relationship with their thoughts and emotions without forcing positivity. For anyone curious about Zen but unsure where to begin, this book offers a light, story-based entry point that can be read in short sittings and returned to whenever life feels crowded or tense. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, presence as a daily practice, not a perfect state. The central theme in the book is that presence is not a special achievement reserved for quiet retreats, but a repeatable practice woven into ordinary routines. Through short stories, the reader is guided to recognize how often attention drifts into rehearsing the past or pre-living the future, and how that drift fuels restlessness. The stories emphasize returning to what is immediate breath, sound, body sensations, and the single task at hand. This is presented as a humane approach, where distraction is not treated as failure, but as a cue to begin again. The reflections for beginners reinforce that mindfulness can be simple, like noticing a cup in your hand, or the feeling of your feet on the floor, and that such moments build stability over time. By lowering the bar from always calm to frequently returning, the book frames presence as accessible even on messy days. The lesson is practical when life feels too fast. The most reliable anchor is not a new plan, but a renewed contact with what is happening right now. Over time, this trains a calmer baseline and a clearer awareness of choices. Secondly, letting go of anxiety by changing your relationship to thought. Another key topic is anxiety and the way it is amplified by unexamined identification with thought. The book uses story-based scenarios to show how the mind tends to produce warnings, predictions, and self-judgments that feel urgent and true, even when they are only mental activity. Instead of arguing with thoughts or trying to eliminate them, the Zen-leaning approach is to see them as passing events. The reflections encourage readers to notice the difference between having a thought and being ruled by it. This shift reduces the sense of emergency and creates space for wiser action. The book also highlights how anxiety often comes from clinging to certainty and control, and how relief can come from allowing some uncertainty to exist without immediate resolution. Beginners are invited to practice small experiments labeling a worry as a worry, returning attention to sensory experience, and choosing the next helpful step without demanding a perfect outcome. The stories aim to normalize anxious cycles while pointing to a steadier alternative gentle observation, acceptance of emotional weather, and a repeated return to the present moment. Thirdly, non-attachment and the art of releasing control. The collection repeatedly returns to the Zen idea of non-attachment, presented in practical terms rather than abstract doctrine. The stories illustrate how suffering often increases when we grip outcomes, identities, or expectations too tightly. This gripping can look like insisting that a day must go a certain way, that others must respond as hoped, or that we must perform flawlessly to be safe and valued. The book highlights a different posture: care deeply, act sincerely, and then loosen the demand for a specific result. The reflections make this approachable for beginners by focusing on what can be controlled and what cannot, and by encouraging readers to release the extra layer of mental struggle that comes from fighting reality. Non-attachment here does not mean indifference. It means meeting life with flexibility, staying responsive rather than rigid. The story suggests that ease grows when we stop treating our preferences as requirements. This topic also connects to self-compassion, since many people cling to harsh self-narratives. By letting identities soften, readers can respond to challenges with more curiosity and less self-punishment. Fourthly, finding ease in ordinary moments and simple actions. A notable emphasis of the book is that ease is not something you earn after fixing everything. It can be experienced in small, ordinary moments when attention is clear and resistance is reduced. The short story format supports this message by spotlighting everyday scenes rather than dramatic transformations. Readers are guided toward appreciating the quiet power of simple actions: walking, eating, cleaning, listening, and pausing before reacting. The reflections encourage beginners to see these moments as training grounds where calm can be practiced without special equipment or long sessions. The book's approach suggests that ease grows when we stop living only for the next milestone and start fully inhabiting what is already here. It also touches on how mental clutter and multitasking can fragment attention and increase fatigue. By simplifying focus to one moment and one task, the reader can experience a sense of steadiness that is immediately available. These lessons are especially useful for people who feel overwhelmed, because they propose a realistic method for relief, reduce mental friction, return to basics, and allow small moments of clarity to accumulate into a more balanced life. Lastly, beginner reflections that turn stories into personal practice. Beyond the stories themselves, the book's reflections function as a bridge between inspiration and application. This topic is important because many readers enjoy spiritual stories, yet struggle to translate them into daily behavior. The reflections aim to guide a gentle self-inquiry. What did I cling to today? What am I avoiding? And what would it feel like to soften my grip for a moment? For beginners, this structure provides direction without making practice feel technical or intimidating. The book invites readers to pause after each story, notice their emotional response, and identify a small experiment they can try. That might be taking 3 conscious breaths before replying, noticing a recurring worry loop, or practicing acceptance during a minor inconvenience. The value is repetition and simplicity, which helps build a habit of returning to awareness. The reflection prompts also encourage readers to observe without harsh judgment, aligning with a compassionate tone. Over time, this approach can make Zen feel less like a philosophy and more like a lived skill. The topic underscores the book's practical intent to help readers internalize presence and letting go through steady, approachable practice. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an accessible introduction to Zen-flavored mindfulness without needing prior study, including people who feel anxious, overextended, or stuck in constant mental chatter. It also suits readers who prefer learning through stories rather than dense explanations, and anyone who wants short, calming readings that fit into a busy schedule. The benefit to daily life comes from its repeated training in returning to the present, loosening attachment to outcomes, and observing thoughts without being pulled into them. These are simple skills that can reduce reactivity, improve focus, and make stressful moments more workable. Compared with many similar mindfulness books, its advantage is the compact story plus reflection format, which makes the lessons easier to remember and revisit. Instead of long theories, it offers small, repeatable insights that encourage immediate practice. That makes it a worthwhile purchase for readers who have tried traditional self-help approaches and want something gentler, more contemplative, and easier to sustain. If you want a steady companion for brief daily resets and a clearer relationship with worry and control, this book is likely to deliver value quickly. If you would like to support Kite Tsukimi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.